Apollo 8, Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, I have a flight plan update for you sometime at your convenience. Apollo 8, Houston, were you calling over?
Roger, ready, copy.
Okay, Bill, this will be on page 2-22 of your flight plan. And for the command module pilot, I already mentioned it to him, but at the top of the page at about 27:45, actually, we'd like him to do a P-52 and IMU alignment. And then the P-23 should be done as scheduled. Those four stars, Procyon, Regulus, Alphard, and Spica, we realize Alphard may not be too good a star. Regulus is about 3 degrees above the horizon, and Spica is at a 48 degree trunnion angle. So I guess what we're saying is if Jim has difficulty doing one set on each of those four stars, we suggest that he omit whichever one he's having difficulty with and pick it up by doing two sets on some other star that he likes. Over.
Understand.
All right, in the lower right hand corner of page 222, the passive thermal control attitude should read pitch 224 degrees, yaw 020.
Roger, copy.
And on the next page, at about 29 hours, you can resume the normal flight plan. We would like to make one addition at 29:30 at a wastewater dump, even though one is not really required at that time. We'd like to get the dump out of the way so that we can track you uninterruptedly without any dumping, you know, as we're coming up on mid-course correction number 3. Over.
Roger.
That's about all, Bill. You got any questions on that?
Good. We've been saving up some water of our own to dump here, so that'll work out all right.
Very good. Houston. Roger, we'd like poo and accept, please. We'd like to send you up a P-27. It's a LEM state vector going to LEM slot only, and we do not want you to transfer it over to the CSM. Apollo 8, Houston, did you copy?
Roger, you got it.
Okay, we got it. We're sending you a LEM state vector, and we'd like you not to transfer that vector over to the CSM slot.
Roger.
Thank you.